98 FM. The sound of the city.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 AM
with Adrian Kennedy.
Priest confirms Francis expected to stop in inner city. That's one of the main headlines in today's Star newspaper. It reads that Pope Francis will stop at a church in the heart of Dublin's north inner city in an historic gesture to a feud-stricken parish. The Holy Father has now been confirmed to briefly stop at Our Lady of Lourdes Church on Sean McDermott Street, a church that has held 6 of the 18 funerals linked to the Kinahan-Hutch feud. Now, to tell us more, I'm joined by the man who wrote this exclusive story, Paul Healy from The Star. Paul, welcome to 98 FM.
Thanks for having me, Adrian.
Paul, is this significant?
Oh, it's a hugely significant thing for the North Inner City. As Father Hugh O'Donnell of the Parish of Our Lady of Lourdes told us today, you know, this is a symbolic gesture of sorts. Some of your listeners might be fortunate enough to remember when Pope John Paul II visited here in 1979. There was a lot of talk that he would actually visit that church, but it never happened. So it was kind of seen as a bit of a snub, you know. And this is something that's a long time coming, and certainly the Archbishop had got on to Vatican officials about the possibility of this happening, and it certainly seems like the Pope might take some time out of his very busy schedule to actually do it this time.
Okay, now you've been speaking to the local parish priest from Our Lady of Lourdes Church on Sean McDermott Street. What is he saying?
Yes, well, as I was saying, he says it's a hugely symbolic gesture and one that's going to very much please many members of the parish. Now, he's saying that he was told, or it's his understanding, that the Pope will probably be there only for a matter of minutes and that he won't actually enter the church itself, but he will stop there. And presumably it'll be just, you know, he'll get to meet some of the parishioners there, and it'll be a very special moment. We actually have a photograph in today's Star of thousands of people that turned out for the previous expected visits. Obviously, they were very disappointed to see it didn't happen. I'm sure it'll be similar scenes of pandemonium. The street will be shut down. It'll certainly be something that'll live in people's memories for a long time. And also, you know, look, we can't forget the fact that this is a part of the city that was struck by a feud. And there was, you know, 6 funerals there for family members who died as part of this feud. Now, we had a story that the possibility of the Pope maybe calling for peace in the feud or saying or some sort of message there. But the parish priest is saying he doesn't think that anything's going to be said there necessarily. But even the fact that the Pope will stop there is a gesture in itself. You know?
Okay, but even if the Pope, like the previous Pope back in 1979, appealed to the men of violence, the IRA, to stop their killing, even if the Pope were to stand outside Our Lady of Lourdes Church and appeal to the Hutch Kinahan gang to stop killing each other, they're hardly the religious type. Will it make any difference?
That's a fair point. It's a question I certainly don't have the answer to.
No more than the IRA did in 1979.
Yeah, that's true. You know, local councillor Christy Burke, he previously told us that, you know, that people from the community had come to him and asked him to, you know, possibly appeal to the Archbishop to have this happen. And at least in his opinion, he says that a lot of the mothers and daughters and sisters in these families, you know, have a lot to say. And perhaps if that message is passed on to them, that maybe eventually some family members may listen to that message of peace. But, you know, it's hard to see whether that'll actually yield any results after over 2 years now of this bloody feud.
Okay, now the big downside to all of this is the Pope passing by, maybe stopping, maybe going into the church, will cause absolute traffic chaos in the area on the 25th and 26th.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, there's going to be road closures everywhere. The whole of Dublin city centre will be impossible to get into unless you plan on walking or cycling in, but there will be Gardaí across the whole city. Streets will be shut down. But, you know, it's a historic occasion, and I think most people will find a way around it.
All right. Paul Healy from The Star, thanks very much indeed for joining us on 98 FM. And as I said, if you're from the area, if you're from the North Inner City, if you live close to Our Lady of Lourdes Church on Sean McDermott Street, will it make a difference? Would it make a difference for the Pope to stop there? And if so, what difference will it make?
98 FM. The sound of the city.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.
with Adrian Kennedy.